Okay, Shalom Rabosai. Today's daf is Shabbos Daf Tzadi Gimel. We have a special shout out today for my Harusa, Josh Cantor, who finished Shas. He finished his first Daf Yomi cycle by finishing Shabbos Daf Tzadi Gimel. The reason I think that's inspiring is because, as you can see, Shabbos Daf Tzadi Gimel, some random daf in the middle of nowhere. But he got inspired and he started without waiting around, and sure enough, 7.5 years later, he was zocha to finish. So big shout out, and mitzvah Hashem, we are going to hopefully finish on our own, but first we have to learn the Halakha Daf Tzadi Gimel. So we're on Tzadi Beis Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Couple of interesting topics in today's daf, so let's dive right into it. So Hamotzi Kikar L'Rishus HaRabim. If a person takes out a piece of bread, loaf of bread, into Rishus HaRabim, so Chayav, that's your Chayav, that's the general halacha of Hotzah. Hotzihu Shnayim. Let's say two people took out this piece of bread. So Peturim, they are Potter. And we'll see there are going to be three shittos in terms of what the halacha is, and if two people do a malacha. Right, so she says, like, if one person could take out the item, but two people, well, we'll see exactly what the case is without getting ahead of ourselves. So anyway, the Mishnah says, if two people took it out, you're Potter. Lo yachol echad lo tzio. Let's say one person couldn't take this item out by himself. It's a table, or whatever. Lo tzio shnayim, and then two people took it out, so then chayavim, they are both chayev. Rabbi Shimon Potter. Rabbi Shimon says, then no two people doing malacha are not chayef. And we'll explain, we'll see this in the Gemara explains. So Amrav Yudha Marav, if Amrila Amrabayev, Amrila Masnisa Tana, regardless of where we learned it, we learned the following. Ze yachol vize yachol. Let's say both people are able to do the malacha on their own. Now Tosos is not here, Tosos on Tzadigilmol Amud Aleph, Dibar Maskel Omar Mar. So that's the fourth one on the daf. So he explains, what do you mean, yachol ve'inu zeyachol ve'zeyachol? Both people can bench press 600 pounds? No. So Tosafos says it means in the manner in which they're carrying it. I mean, let's say you're taking out a box. Yeah, and one guy is holding a box normally, and the other guy is holding a box, holding on with his pinky. So the first guy could hold, that's called yachol. For the way the first guy is holding it, that's called yachol. He would be able to take it out by himself. If two people were holding it in a manner which each of them could take it out by themselves, yeah, so let's say two people have their hands wrapped around a loaf of bread, like we said in the Mishnah. So Zeyochol v'Zeyochol. So Rabbi Meir Mechayev, Rabbi Meir says Yechayev, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Potrim. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say you're Potrim. Ze'enu Yochol v'Ze'enu Yochol. Let's say neither of them could carry the item by themselves. Let's say it was a table. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Mechayevin, Rabbi Shimon Potrim. Okay? Zeyachol v'zeinu yachol. Let's say one guy could take out the item and one guy isn't, like we said with the box. One guy's holding it, wrapped his arms around it, and he could take it out by himself. The other guy is holding on with his pinky. Divrei kol chayev. Everybody holds that you're going to be chayev. So three shitas. According to Rabbi Meir, you're going to be chayev regardless across the board. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it depends. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you're going to be potter unless it's zeyachol v'zeinu yachol. All right, let's go back to the moral, will become clear. Tanya nami hachi, we also learned there, right? It says similarly, hamotzi kikar l'rishus harabim chayev. If you take out a loaf of bread to rishus harabim, you're chayev. Hotiru shnayim, if two people took it out, Rabbi Meir mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Meir says you're chayev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Lo yachol echad lo tzio ve'el tzio shnayim. If one person couldn't take this item out and two people did, so then chayav, and then they're chayav. Im lav, if not, paturim. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're poter. These two people did the malacha, you're poter. Menahani mili. How do you know that there's this concept of hotziu shnayim, if two people did a malacha, that you're going to be poter? The Tanur Rabbanon, like we learned in Abraisa. Basosa. The pasuk says, by korban chatos, basosa. The pasuk just to quote the whole pasuk. The nefesh achas tachatav ishkaga. If someone does an aver shogeg, me'am haretz, from the people of Am Yisrael, basosa, by doing it, achas mitzvos Hashem, by doing it, i.e., one of the mitzvos of Hashem, asher lo siyasen ave Hashem, that you're not allowed to do. They will. That's an avera. So the Gemara learns out ha'osa es kula v'lo ha'osa es mitzosa ba'asosa. When you do it, implies that you have to do all of it and not some of it. Ketzad, how does that work? So shnayim, again, three lines up from the bottom. Shnayim shayu ochzin ben milgas. Two people are holding a pitchfork. V'logzin bekarkar, when they are piling up some shibolim, some stalks of grain. And that is the, but, sorry, the karkar of a shovtim. Right? They're doing. Oh, sorry. No, my bad. Bemilgaz Velozin. They're holding a pitchfork and they're doing ma'amer. They are piling grain one on top of the next. But Karkar is a. What's it called? A pointy, like a rod. Vishovtin. And they're doing the malacha of Mesach. They're arranging some sort of. Like I said before, the whole. Weaving and loom is still fuzzy in my mind, but they're using a rod to do one of the malachos that has to do with weaving. Bekumos, let's say two people are holding a pen, Bekosvin, and they're writing. Bekana, two people are holding a long rod, Veotzio, and they took it out, the Rosh Hashanah. So Yochel Yuchayvin, you might have thought they should be Chayv, Tamalam, where the pasuk says, Ba'asosah, Ha'oses, Kula, Veloha'osa, Es, Veloha'osa, Mikzalsa. They have to do the entire malacha. And not part of it. However, the Gemara says, "Be equal shall develop." Let's say they're both holding a cake of figs. Vosiu the Rishus Arabim, and they took it out to Rishus Arabim. Bekora, let's say they're holding a long board. Vosiu the Rishus Arabim, and they took it out to Rishus Arabim. Again, these are bigger items. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer in Lo Yochel Echad Lotziu. If one person would not be able to take it out by himself, and two people took it out, then you're going to be chayiv in love, and if that one person could take it out himself, then they're going to be potter. Rabbi Shimon says, no, even if one person couldn't take this large item out, and two people took it out, you're going to be potter. Because the pasuk says, ba'asosa, you have to do it. Yachid Shasa Chayev Shnaim Shasu Rabaturin. That's Rabbi Shimon's drasha. He learns Basosa differently. According to Rabbi Shimon, Basosa means that if two people do a malacha, they are potter. Period. The end. End of story. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it depends. It depends on if one guy could have done it himself. If one guy could have done it himself, so then they're potter. If they couldn't have done it themselves, and that's the normal way of taking it out, so then the two people are Chayev. But my commitment, what's the machlokas? Meaning it's the same pasuk, but they argue. So what's the argument? The haikra. So really, they argue with this pasuk. Meaning in addition, really, I guess this is the basis for how they darshan out basusa. Anyway, the pasuk says v'nevesh achas tachatav ishkagah me'am haaretz basusa. Okay, that's the pasuk we quoted before. So they darshan it out differently. Rabbi Shimon Savar tuasa miyutik sivi. We have three exclusions in this pasuk: nevesh, tachatav. And achas tekhata and baso so tekhata. Right? Nefesh tekhata, achas tekhata, and baso so tekhata. You have nefesh, achas, and baso so. Chad lute ze okar vizemignach. One will eliminate, to exclude the case of a one guy did the akira and one guy did the hanacha. Okay? That's what we said, you have to do the akira hanacha on your own. Right? Again, it's already the beginning of the masechta, we learned that. And want to exclude a case where this guy, where both guys can actually take the item out by themselves. And want to exclude a case where neither of them would be able to carry the item by themselves. So Rabbi Shimon has three exclusions, so that's why he holds that both of those cases are going to be positive. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Want to exclude a case where someone did the Akira and someone else did the Hanacha. Want to exclude a case where both of them would individually be able to take out the item on their own. And he has a different drasha. And both of them have three drashas, I take it back. Both of them have three drashas, but the third one they argue. Rabbi Yehuda says, if someone does something because of the psak of the Beis Din, Rajir says Beis Din Godo. Yeah. Horu Beis Din Shechelev Mutter. Let's say the Sanhedrin, for example, said, "Well, Chelev is Mutter. Right? Chelev is Aser fats that you're not allowed to eat on the animal." So the Halacha Yachid VeAsa Al Piem De Anosu. Right? The person does that because they paskin, then it's Mutter, and so that person is considered Anos, and therefore he's not considered again. The pasuk is talking about Korban Chata, so a person is not going to have to bring a Korban Chata. That's considered a case of Anos. Rabbi Shimon, Rashi just points out, would hold that in that case that you're going to be chayiv. According to Rabbi Shimon, this lines up nicely because Rabbi Shimon holds that if the Sanhedrin paskins that chaylev is mutter, the person therefore eats chaylev, he's still going to be chayiv a korban chatas. Fine. Oh, sorry. That's the next word. That's the next line of the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Yochet she'asah b'horaz beis din chayiv. Okay, fine. So that's as we explained. Fine. So for Rabbi Meir, what about Rabbi Meir's shita? He said, Rabbi Meir holds miksiv nefesh techata achas techata basa so techata. What, does it say that in the pasuk? No, tremu teksivit. Only it says two exclusions. Now, what is his two miutim? Nefesh achas. Right, so if you look at Rashi, nefesh achas is chad miutahu, and the dekral ashkirihachi, and I guess nefesh achas, techata must be the second one, or basosa must be the second one. But either way, he only has two out of the three drashas. So therefore, the trade with Dixie, Chadabu Dezev, Oker, Bezev, and Niak want to exclude a case where someone is uprooting and someone is doing the Akira, someone's doing the Anacha, the Chadabu Dezev, Yachin Shasab Aras Bezdin, and some and want to exclude a case where someone did, violated the Misser through because of the Psak of Bezdin. But he holds that neither of these exclude the case of Shnayim Sheasu, where two people did the Malachas. Therefore, confirmed there, as we've been seeing, that you're going to be Chayiv in both those cases. Just one ha'ara. This pasuk is by Korban Chatas. So the Rishonim discuss, and I'm not going to go through it now, but the Rishonim do discuss whether it's still aser. Meaning, if you tell me you're a partner from a Chatas, it could be that it is still aser, and there's a lot of nafkaminas that may come from that, but okay, either way, just something to keep in mind. Amar Mar. Mar says like this. The two dots. Yachol, ze yachol ze, eno yachol. If one person could do it, as we said before, if one person could take out this item, and again, what we mean is one person is carrying, let's say, the box in the normal way of carrying it, he's got it. Ze eno yachol, this guy is putting his pinky on it. Divrei kol chayiv. Everybody says you're going to be chayiv. So Gemara says, hay minayu chayiv. Which one is chayiv? So Rav Chisda, ze sheyachol. Obviously, the person who is able to carry out the box. Di ze sheino yachol, my kavid. Well, the other guy, what's he doing? So Amaleir Avamnuna said to him, I don't know, what are you talking about? Hadika misayeya behedya. He is misayeya. This is the sugya of misayeya. Misayeya means he is helping. He is, what's it called? He is helping. And maybe the Havamina is that he might be chayef. Right? Since, he's putting in a little bit of effort. Right, he is considered to be a part, and therefore the chiddush might be that that guy is chayiv. So Amalei, so Rav Chisda said back to Rav Nuna, Misayeya ein bo mamish. That Misayeya, someone who is doing a little bit of effort, helping a tiny bit, that's not considered anything. Ein bo mamish. Rashi writes, just to explain, Mish eino el Misayeya badavar, someone who's just a Misayeya, just someone who's helping out. Vimbol asosu levado eino yachol, but if he were to do it himself, he wouldn't be able to do it at all. Ain bo mamish, that's nothing. Velo chashiv midi, it's not considered anything. Velo miftar idach, and the other one, meaning the guy who's doing all the work, is not going to become potter. Now the Gemara is going to run through some proofs to prove this concept of misayeya ain bo mamish, that someone who helps out is not really doing anything legit. And again, just the case is where he's not really helping out. He's doing a little bit, putting a little bit of effort, but the other guy could really handle it on his own. So in that scenario, Misayeya, the helper, is not doing anything. So let's see these proofs. Amar Rav Zvid, Mishmei Derava. Af ana nami tanina. We also learned the following concept that Misayeya imo mamish. Haya yoshev agabi amito. Let's say a Zav is sitting on a bed. Right? And we said before that a Zav is metame tumas midras, mishkav moshav, anything that he sits on and supports his full weight is going to become tame. So the arba talios tachas ragle amita, and he's not only sitting on a bed, but you have four. The bed is supported. There are four talisim underneath, right? One underneath each one of the legs of the bed. Tameos, they are tame. Mipnei ina yichol olam roshalosh, because the table or the bed, cannot stand on three legs, right? It'll fall over. So therefore, each leg is legit. Each leg is crucial to supporting the weight of the zav. That's similar to Zeh Inu Yachol, Zeh Inu Yachol, and therefore each part leg is contributing something legitimate and significant, and therefore all of the items are going to be Tomei. Rabbi Shimon says Metayer, that is going to be Tahor, and Rashi says Rabbi Shimon Tomei, Damar Zeh Inu Yachol, Zeh Inu Yachol, Nami Inu Elik Misayeh Upater. Because that's Rabbi Shimon Shita, that if you have two cases, a case of Zayin Yochal, Zayin Yochal, that they're going to be potter. Okay. Hayaruche Bagabi Behema, let's say a person is riding or sitting on an animal. Vidal Talios Takas regularly a Behema, and therefore this animal, a very strange case, the horse is standing, I guess he's been standing, not riding, but he stands on four talis underneath, one underneath each one of the legs. Tahoros, those are tahor, because the animal theoretically could walk on three or stand on three. Right? If you could pick up a leg, right? If one each leg you could just pick up at any moment, so each leg is not a significant carrier and supporter of the zav's weight. So therefore, all of the legs are technically misayaya. That's what Rashi said. So right? If you judge each leg by itself, it could theoretically be the fourth. And each leg is going to be just misayaya and misayaya in b'mamish. So Gemara says, "I v'amai." One second, hold on. Why is that necessary? I mean, that would theoretically prove the misayaya in b'mamish. Gemara says, "Why? Why is that true?" I'm misayaya b'hadi adadi. Each leg is helping each other, right? Labmishin darina misayaya in b'mamish. Is that not because we say misayaya in b'mamish? It must be that misayaya in b'mamish. Right? Why would otherwise? Why would the talisim underneath the animal's legs be tahor? So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, midiskarta, lo'olam, really, nah, eim alacham is yesh b'mamish. You could theoretically still hold misayaya yesh b'mamish, that if you do misayaya, you are actually doing something, but you could still pass in the same way in this case, so it's not really a good proof. Shani hachan, why the talisim tahor in this scenario? To akur the legami, because sometimes an animal will lift its leg off the ground completely. So then, it could be that, like we said before, it could be that the talisim may not have been holding the entire zav entirely. So at that point, right? So then there wouldn't be the tummy. I mean, once the animal raises the leg, so the leg is not even doing misayaya, right? Once it completely lifts the leg off the ground, sometimes an animal will do that. I don't know. Scratch, depending on what animal it is, I guess, but to scratch something or just stop to get comfortable. So if the animal raises its leg off the ground, it's not even misayaya. And then theoretically, you might say that when you say that the talisim are tahor, so that's because that's why the talisim are tahor. But if there would be some sort of misayaya action, then the talisim might be tahor. But okay, either way, fine. So it's not necessarily a proof. So Gemara says, well, the Kavan, the Zinnin Akre, well, since sometimes the animal lifts one leg and lifts the other leg, why don't we treat this case like a Zav that's moving around when he's sleeping? Milotznag, mitapech, literally means going upside down, but we'll see what didn't we learn in the Mishnah. Zav shayamutu al hei safsal, then let's say a Zav is lying on five benches. So he spreads out the base measures, lines some benches up, he's lying on five of them, or al chamesh pundos, or he's lying on five belts. That's a money belt, I guess. For whatever reason, he's on a bed, but he's lying on five money belts. Lo orkan, if he's lying across the length of these items, so then tameim, then they're tame, because he his stomach he rolled from one to the other, and he may have used each one of them to support his entire weight, because he moves around. So, right, if you can imagine, again, if he's lengthwise, or head to toe on one singular bench, and there are five of them, so it could be that he moved around in his sleep, and therefore all of them are tummy. Lo rachman, but if he's going across, right, so then, tahorin, because no single bench or belt would have supported his entire weight at any point. Yashin, so if you're sleeping, though, safik mithabik alayim, if it is a suffix, whether he moved around on them, then they're tame. Right? And that's exactly the proof. Hold on one second. Right. If tamei, right, as Rashi says, the chol chada l'chada ikalim are al zunis tapek, because you could say that maybe on each one of them he lay down on it. Ala metamin misafik. Or, so apparently you see that it could be like this. In the case where he fell asleep, right, where say he's was lying across all five of them, One second, hold on, sorry. Right, okay, sorry. I misspoke a little bit. The first case is not where he's sleeping, but there's a suffix as to whether he stayed on one bench or the other. So if he was going lengthwise, so then right, he would have put all of his weight on perhaps the suffix on each and every one of them, so then they're going to be tummy. But here, in the case where he's sleeping, right, perhaps that he moved around. It could be that he moved around. So it could be that there's maybe one of the benches is, you know, did support his entire weight, but you don't know which one it is. So if you're going to say that they are tame, so then you should, that all of the talisim should also be tame, because we don't know which of the animal's legs necessarily that he lifted up. But the Mishnah says that they are tar. So how does that work? Elalah, Mishnah Damrinan, Misayaya, Engo Mamish. It must be because Misayaya, Engo Mamish, that when the animal lifts up its leg, right, there's only a Misayaya, and the name of it's not a legitimate action, and therefore the talisim are tar. Okay, another proof. Amar of Papi Mishmin Rava, Rav Papi said the name of Rava, Af Anan Nami Tanina. So too, we also learned that Misayaya and Bomamish. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Asus Matami Al Yadav, a horse, if a Zav, again a Zav, Rashi says, if a Zav Rochev Alav, if a Zav is riding on this horse, metame, so then that's going to be metame through any item underneath the horse. As Rashi said, probably should have read the entire Rashi. First Rashi up there. If Azav rochev olav metalis tachas achas miyadav shalasus tameya. If the Azav is riding or sitting on a horse, and there's a talis underneath one of the legs of the horse, so then it is tame. Amatachas raglav, but if it's meaning the front legs. But if it's behind the back legs, then tahora. Right, then it's tahor. She'im mishanto al raglov. Because he's not leaning on... right. The horse in general leans apparently on its front. I'm not sure. I don't know anything about horses. But the stomach leads on its forelegs, not its back legs. Okay. Right, and again, this would go against what we just said before. That all four talisim underneath the different legs of the horse are going to be tamei. Are going to be tahora, right? We're not going to do that. That's against Rabbi Yossi over here. Rabbi Yossi says that if it depends on which legs it was underneath, that's going to be against what was said before. So back in the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Omer Asus Matame Al Yadav. Asus will only be Matame if the talus is underneath his forelegs. Ha Chamor, if you're riding on Azav is riding on a donkey, Al Raglav, it will only be Matame something if the talus is underneath its hind legs. Shemesh enes asuz al yadav, because a horse leans on its forelegs. V'chamor a raglav, and a donkey puts most of its weight on its back, on its hind legs. Gemara says, "Ave amai, how come say evadi yadav?" One second, all four legs help out each other. La mishum davrin and misayeh ein bo mamish. Apparently, what do you see? We see that misayeh ein bo mamish, that the helping out is not legit and significant. Amar Rav Ashi says, "Afanu nami tanina." We also learned that Misayeh and Bomamish. Rabbi Elezer says, "Raglo achas ala kli, v'raglo achas al haritzba." If you have one leg on a kli. Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah. So there's a din, the halacha in the Beis Hamikdash, that a kohen, there can't be a chatzitza in between the kohen and the floor of the Beis Hamikdash. That's why the kohen can't wear feet. Can't wear shoes on their feet. Can't wear socks. Where it has to be the feet touching the marble floor. As you can imagine, that gets cold in the winter, and the Mishnah has already discussed, you know, how they would heat up the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, or at least there'd be some area where there'd be a big pyre of fire, etc., for them to warm up. But either way, so you have to have your feet on the ground. Let's say, Raglo Achas ala Kli, he had one leg on a Kli, and Raglo Achas ala Rizpa, and he had one leg on the floor. Raglo achas al evan, or he had one leg on a stone. Raglo achas al rizpa, and the other leg was on the floor. Rowan kol she'ilu yinatel ha'kli v'tinatel ha'evan yachalam odal raglo achas. We see, if you would have taken away that kli or that evan, can he stand on the other leg? So if he can, then avodaso k'shera. We see that the avoda is fine, because really he's considered to be standing on the floor. But if he couldn't stand on that one leg that was on the floor, so avodaso psula, then his avoda is no good. Right? Basically see where most of his weight is. If he could have stood by himself without the clear, without the stone, So then it is considered fine. Isn't the other coin's leg helping him out by standing, by putting it on his kli? Right, is not imamish. It doesn't matter. Ravina, finally, last proof. We also learned that misaya imamish kibel bimin usmol misayato. Now this halacha is that that when the kohen does a voda misamidash, he also needs to accept the blood with his right hand. So if I'm trying to remember what if he's a lefty. What the halacha is? Warren Zvachon and Mestama would talk about it, but I forget. Okay, but either way, let's say he's a righty and he accepted blood in his right hand. Who's small misayata, and the left hand is helping him. So avudasuk shera, then that works out. The Gemara says, "Why is that true?" Come say, "Yeah, but the left hand is helping him out." What do you mean? So av mishudamina misayeh embo mamish mamina. Must be that misayeh embo mamish, and we see from here that that is in fact true. The one thing that the Chazal point out, that there is a Gemara in Makos that talks about someone who gets a haircut and they shave off his pace. So the Gemara there says that the guy doing the shaving and the guy getting the haircut are both going to be chayv. Gemara says, how so? And one of the answers is that the guy's sitting there. What's he doing? Right, he's just sitting there, a guy shaves off his pace. Why should he be chayv? So the Gemara, one of the answers to the Gemara is misayeya, that he's helping him. So implying that misayeya yeshmo mamish. So that the Gemara here doesn't bring. And we're shown him basically say that there's misayeya and there's misayeya. That there's a scenario where you're doing misayeya and you're not really doing anything effective. So that's misayeya yeshmo mamish. But in the case where you are going to really be doing something that's effective, like helping someone give you a haircut, okay, right, so you can see the Rishonim over there, Mitzvah, we'll get to Makos in a bit, but if you are doing something that is legitimate, so then there is a theoretical possibility that we would say, Misayeya, Yeshmo Mamish, but okay, either way here, the Gemara proves pretty definitively that Misayeya, Embo Mamish. Amar, Mar. Mar says, we've mentioned before, Zeh Yachol, Zeh Yachol, if both of them are able to do the Malacha on their own, Rabbi Meir Machayev. Rabbi Meir says, both of them are going to be Chayev. Ibaidu asked the question, Beinin Shir LaZeh V'Shir LaZeh, do we need a shear for both of them? Well, we said in general, either one, this is Hotzah, but let's say you're taking out the minimum shear of Hotzah, or whatever it is, do we need a shear for both of them? Do we need this to contain, let's say, we said before one of the shears is 5 beans. So do we need 10 beans for Hotzah? Oh, Dilma Shir Echel HaKulam. Or maybe you just need 5 beans and they're both carrying it out. So Rav Chisda Rav Amnuna is Machlokes. Chad Amar Shir Zeh V'Shir Zeh V'Chad Amar Shir Echel HaKulam. It's Machlokes whether you need 5 beans, right? They give one shear for both of them, or 10 beans, one shear for each of them. Amar Pama Shmei Derava Afanu Nami Tanina. We also learned Haya Yoshev Agav Yamita. We were sitting, if someone was sitting, a Zav was sitting on a bed, Arba Talios Takas Arba Ragla Yamita, and there were 4 talisim underneath each leg of the bed. Tameos, they are all Tameos, Panish Ein Yichol Lamad Al Shalosh, because the bed cannot lean on 3. Gemara says, V'amai, why would you be Tameos? Libar Shir Ziva Lazet, Beshir Ziva Lazet. Why don't we require the Shir of Ziva for each one of them? Right? You should require the 4 Zavs, theoretically, to make all of them Tameos. Must be la mishum damin and shear echad lekulam. It must be that all you need is one shear for everybody involved. Amar of Nachum bar Yitzchak afan and amitanina. We also learned tzvi shenichnas labayis. Let's say again, one of the malachos is trapping. So let's say you have a tzvi. Let's say you have a deer that goes into a house. V'noal echad b'funav, and one guy stands and is able to block the door, close the door on his own. Chayek, then he is chayek. No, lushnayim, let's say 2 people lock the deer inside, peturim, they're going to be potter. Lo yochol echad linol, let's say 1 person can't close the door on his own, can't lock it, it's a very heavy lock, strange lock, can't do it on his own. Oh, no, lushnayim, and 2 people come, another guy comes, and both of them lock the door, then chayovim, then you're chayek. Ve'amai, why should you be chayek? Libay shir tzid alazeh, v'shir tzid alazeh, you should require the shir, you should require 2 deer. You should require 2 animals. La'av mishum damin and shir echad l'kulam. Apparently, what do you see? You only need 1 shear for the 2 of them. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Avana nami tanina. We also learned The same halacha. Hashut fin shegandvu. V'tavcho. If you have partners who steal and sheft an animal, so chayavim, they are chayav, right? There's a din called, Rashi says, tashlumi dalad v'hei. The halacha is, if you steal a sheep, or an ox, or whatever it is, and so you're chayav kefel if you lie about it, you're chayav davel, and if you shecht it, then you're chayav four or five, depending on what you stole. The Gemara says, v'amai, why is that true? Why don't we require, if two people did it, right, two partners, we should require a share of tzvicha, of shechting for both of them. Right? So, elav mishum darmina, and share echa lekulam. Apparently, all you see that all you need is one share for the two of them. V'alam Ravashi, Ravashi says, we also learned, shnayim shel tzu, kana shel gardei, someone, two people took out a kana, a reed shel gardei of a tailor. So, I'm not sure what utensil that is, but chayav in there, chayav. Why is that true? Levi shir hotzal lezev, shir hotzal lezev. Shouldn't we require enough of a shir of hotzal for both of them, right? One reed, but we should require two reeds, or as opposed to one of them. So the Gemara says, lav misham darmina, shir echa lekula. And apparently, what do you see that you need one shir for all of it? Amulei revach, abrei de ravel or lashi. So they said back to Ravashi, one second. Dilma the isbeik de levashal beitzakala lezev and beitzakala lezev. What do we say that the shear is for taking out what is right? A kana that's we mentioned before enough to be able to cook a very lightly, a lightly cook, easily cooking egg, which is egg of a chicken. So maybe in this reed, yeah, in a chenami it's one reed, but maybe it's enough to cook two separate beitzakalas. So therefore, maybe that is a shear for both of them. It says in Cain the shmina and kana da alma. So therefore, if that was true, why do you specifically use the example of the reed of a tailor, right? You should have just used a regular reed. Apparently, when it's specified, because that's talking about a specific, complete utensil. Therefore, it's only one shear. So Gemara says, no. Vidilma, right? Maishna the gardi. What's the difference? Why did you specify the tailor's? Read, it must be that it's only one shear. So Gemara says, no, v'delma d'isbe k'dei larog ma'pa lezev, k'dei larog ma'pa lezev. Maybe it's enough to weave, ma'pa is a tablecloth, but let's say maybe ma'pa used to be like a hand cloth or a towel or something. And maybe it's enough in this weaver's or tailor's utensil to make a towel for this guy, and make a towel for that guy, make a tablecloth for this guy, make for that guy, and maybe you're able to use this kli to make, I guess, to use it at the same time to make two different pieces of cloth. So elamehal lekalamashma, you know. So the Gemara says you're right. It's impossible. That last proof is not a good proof. You can't learn about shir echa lekulam from that last case of a tailor's or a weaver's reed. Tana kamei de Rav Nachman. We learned the brisa in front of Rav Nachman. Shnayim shatzu kana shel gardei. Two people took out this weaver's reed. So paturim they're potter. Rabbi Shimon mechayev. Rabbi Shimon says they're chayev. Gemara says, what are you copy liar? What are you talking about? Rabbi Shimon was the one who said that people who do a malacha together are going to be potter. So why would you be chayev here? So ela ima, rather, really, you're chayev. Rabbi Shimon potter. Right, flip around the halacha. In the Brisa, which we just taught, Rabbi Shimon says that they're part. Okay, Shkoyah Godot, we'll invite them into Shem and the Hail of Yishas tomorrow with a new Mishnah.